are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Know. So glad to have you with us here. Hey, don't forget, you can always follow the show Twitter and Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. And you can be part of this conversation at 833-563-2539. Now, I know, like, I made some resolutions, and I'm kind of keeping those personal, like the big list of them. But I heard Liv talking, I heard McKenzie, and you guys are talking about, like, just one word. So does that mean, like, one thing?
Yeah, so kind of what I saw was someone saying, you know, we make a list of goals every single year, and we've been doing that for a decade. So just to kind of change it up, they're like, this year I'm doing something different. I'm picking one word, and that's it. Just one word to live by. It's going to be my mantra for the year, and I'm going to do things and do actions that help support this one word that I have chosen to live by this year.
Okay, so we'll go share our one-word mantras. If you have anything like it's going to be your goal or what you're striving for in 2020, 833-563-2539. Eileen, I'm McKenzie, because right now I got to think of what word I'm going to use.
All right, no, I think this, I actually have done this for many years. You choose one word, and that is like your word of, in this case, maybe the decade.
Yeah.
So for 2020, I chose action. So I am a planner. I pre-plan things. I think things. I overthink things instead. Nope. It's all about action, because if your intention is set, that's wonderful. But if you don't actually take the action to achieve what you want to do, it's nothing. So I'm all about taking the action. Nothing happens until you move. So my word is action.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, yep. Liv, continue now. What's yours with a B?
Mine is uplift. So I am deciding to go into this year not only like uplifting myself and helping me surround myself with the right people, with the right moves to just help uplift me in my life, but uplift all of those around me. So my friends, my family, my coworkers, just anything I can do to help uplift them and make them better and help them feel better.
Wow.
So
uplift is my word for this year.
Okay.
What do you guys have?
I know it's not a competition, but Chops, I still need to think of my word. Do you have a word?
Yeah. Unfortunately, mine is somewhat similar to Liv's, but my word is friend. And what I mean by that is, a lot of the time, I don't know, I always think I'm so busy. You know, I'm always, oh, at my other job, or always, oh, here, busy with this job. And then I get texts from, like, you guys. And a lot of the times, I don't ignore, but a lot of the times I just see texts from friends that kind of just go unseen and unresponded to. And that's really crappy. So I want to do my best to be a better friend and just reach out to friends and family more this year.
Oh, I
love
that.
That's so important. It's all about connection.
This word for me is subject to change, just unless I think of something better. But I think right now, if you had to put me on the spot, my one word mantra for 2020, I think I'd go with kind. Because I know deep down I am a good person, but when you don't treat people good, or you lose your temper, you get angry, or you're just not your best self, that doesn't really matter what your intentions are. Kind of like what you're talking about, McKenzie, about setting goals and stuff. So my goal is to try to treat people the way that I want to be treated and try to be kind to them. Also kind of falls under like being more understanding and compassionate. But I think just to start out, because there's so many, like I want to lose weight and all these different things in 2020, I'm going to go with kind. You can't go wrong when you're kind to people, right?
That's right.
There you go.
It doesn't cost a thing. It's free.
Okay. Well, hey, if you have a one-word mantra, we'd love for you to tweet it at us. It's Joe and McKenzie. Coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News after Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. So about two songs.